getting harder and harder. But now, ain't many people can realize why it's getting harder and harder. Because a few years ago, I was sitting down talking with some sign-up men. That was for Uncle George M. Pass. And they were talking about it seemed to be harder now than it was years ago. You know, they was getting up in age, them men was kind of like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I listened at them talk and talk. They was talking Uncle George M. So I listened at them talk and talk. So I asked them, I said, well, why you reckon it's getting harder? And they told me they couldn't realize it. And I told them, I said, well, y'all are supposed to know because you're sign-up men. And they told me, said, well, that's something we can't figure. So then I told them, I said, well, what I figure, and you can figure it too. Sometimes you talk with some sign-up men and you ask them, but what makes this harder now than it was when I was coming up? You see, back then, we didn't have nothing but horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, my near every home is some 2 to 3 cars sitting there. And my near everything you do now on the phone, you're using tractor. Well, back years ago, you didn't have nothing like that to help build heat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, all day long, his car's running up and down the road, and when that heat gets out into the air, that makes it seem like the sun has got hotter, but it ain't. And then we got them big diesel trucks running with a lot of heat. And nowadays in times, by near every hour in the night, you can hear one of them big jets traveling over your head. Well, that's heat in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes now that we mostly got to have air conditioning to keep cool in the summer. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you can hardly stay in the house.
Yeah.
Cause they're home, I got a fan, a window fan, and that's how I keep cool in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm there to the house, I go in there, I turn it on, and it'll keep the house cool. But without that, I couldn't stay in there hard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did they used to have big high ceilings in your
yes, house? Sir.
About like these here?
That's right, sir.
How high are these, would you say?
Well, the ceiling here is from the floor up, it ought to run about 14 feet. It ain't hardly 15 feet, but it's close to 14 feet. Now that's another thing a lot of people don't figure. That's what make these new houses take so much more to cool them than it do one like this. Your roof is right on your head, and that throws the heat in the house quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a house where it's got a tin top on it and that roof down close to your head.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't got a fan in there or air condition, you can't stay in there hardly when the summer comes.
Mm-hmm. How did you heat the place in the winter time?
With a fireplace. Fireplace and had fire dogs and cut oak wooden, us call them back logs, and put on there and get it to burning good. You had a good fire.
So the backlog, what did you use to start the fire?
It was kindling.
Kindling?
Cut some splinters and a lot of splinters, and we called it kindling, and we'd get it.